We're going to start with Jim Fossey. He's the former director of Rivercom until just, I guess you retired this past year, Jimmy.
January 18th was my last
day. Oh, so just even about 7 months ago. How's retirement treating you?
It's great. Really enjoying it.
You recommend it for everybody?
I do.
But he is the former Rivercom director. And in case you haven't had a chance to open your ballots this, you know, in the last week or so since you've had them, there is a ballot measure asking you to essentially reapprove the 1% or 1/10 of 1% sales tax initiative that was approved about 5 years ago.
It was 10 years.
Ten years ago. Was that under your watch?
It was not. It was the previous director that had that, and I retired before this current initiative.
I guess that's probably the best. You don't have to find it. But the nice thing, I guess, in kind of a slight comparison, and we'll get into depth about what this is, and Jim's able to kind of, you know, advocate for this. But one of the nice things is this is, Jim, a sales tax we're already paying.
That's correct. It's 1/10 of 1%. That's 10 cents on every $100 spent. And the ballot measure is required to pass by majority vote in both Chelan and Douglas counties. And if it fails in one, it fails all the way across the board.
Oh, wow. So if Chelan could vote it in 80-20, but if Douglas County, you know, says no, 51-49, that's it.
That's correct.
Wow. And these multi-county measures are a little more complicated.
Yes, it is. last time, 10 years ago, it did pass with a strong vote from both Chelan and Douglas County, and we would ask for people's vote again in favor of this.
So why don't we remind folks, I think there's been a lot of talk about what this does, but let's remind people in case they haven't heard what this initiative or what this 1/10 of 1% sales tax pays for.
Well, Rivercom during the last 10 years primarily used it to upgrade the existing radio system. So Rivercom, when it began, inherited radio sites, inherited radio frequencies and channels. And a lot of those were kind of cobbled together. We had one site way up by Chelan that actually looked like a lunar lander. It was in a box up on a mountaintop, and it had a wooden pole for an antenna, and it was just in bad repair. We were able to, with the money from the communications tax, renew that facility, make it a hardened facility, so there's a generator there, there's solar panels there. The radios are state-of-the-art current technology. And so it made it much more reliable for communications up in that area.
Why is that important? I mean, obviously, yes, life-saving needs are there. But I guess more I'm thinking of how would it be different than, suppose, let's say, the Seattle 911 call center?
Well, here we have such a diverse geographic area, and the radio system obviously is the critical link, and that's no different between here and Seattle. You have to have a means of communication between the dispatch center and those units that are responding. That's how we let them know what's going on and what they need to respond to. So getting that radio signal out into the many, many areas that we cover or that Rivercom covers is a critical element. Up in Douglas County on the Waterville Plateau, very flat, it's relatively easy. Put up a couple of towers and you've got pretty good coverage. Then on the breaks of the Columbia River and going up the Wenatchee River, it's a whole different ballgame. So a lot of infrastructure is required for that, and it's a critical piece for our responders and ultimately for the public.
And I'd imagine it could be really challenging to set those things up. You know, if you want to, you know, if there's something going on in NTIAT, you need to have a system that can get you to NTIAT or Chelan or up into Waterville or some of the places that are not even like towns. There's a lot of people, whether they're on a farm or they just kind of want to live somewhat off the grid, they just live in a little more remote location.
Well, and we have a number of search and rescue efforts that are in very remote places, and the responders have to be able to communicate with one another and with Rivercom, even out there, even if it's only once a year.
Yeah, because that one time, you wanted to make sure that nobody has to lose a loved one while they're out here. Now, I find it interesting a little bit because it's in our little notes here. It talks about the fact that when RiverCom was first organized, I don't know when that was. I don't know that provided detail hasn't been provided.
2004.
Okay, so about 15 years ago, there wasn't really a funding mechanism established.
There was not. And so, like I said, a lot of the things that RiverCom inherited were cobbled together. Literally, RiverCom purchased parts and pieces off of eBay or Craigslist or similar type services because they could not afford the current technology that was available at that time. And so they made it work. There are some individuals who worked and did amazing things with radios and telephones from when RiverCom initially started.
Yeah, I can't. All right, we have our 911 system we're building. We're going to go to eBay. How did it work before, I guess?
Well, obviously, before RiverCom started, there were numerous 911 centers in the Chelan and Douglas County area. And so the idea was to consolidate all of those into one place. When that happened, those centers essentially gave their equipment to RiverCom, which was old and outdated at the time. And so RiverCom made all those things work. But you can imagine as time goes on, those parts, pieces wear out, or the company that built them stops supporting them in an effort to get you to buy new equipment.
Do we know, so this is 0.1% sales tax, so that's about 10 cents for every $100 that you spend. We have an estimate per person, per household, kind of over the cost of over a year.
I don't have an idea, and part of that is because it's also driven by people that come into the community.
True,
and we watch that income stream fluctuate. For instance, December has a higher sales rate because Leavenworth has their
tree
lighting festival. It goes up in October, February, and March. It's down because we don't have as much tourism during that time.
And that Chelan probably is big in the summer.
Absolutely.
Spring break time, yeah. And that's one of the things I think is really, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I was talking to somebody and they said, well, we need to understand that the reason that we do it as the sales tax route as opposed to any sort of like property tax or something like that is that the sales tax allows the people who are tourists who also use 911
That's right.
to help pay for it.
Yes, indeed. And when you call 911, it doesn't matter where your telephone is registered. If you are in RiverCom's area and you came from Florida or you came from Minnesota, it's going to ring at RiverCom. And you're going to get the help that a citizen who lives here full-time gets.
Talking with Jim Fossey, the former director of RiverCom, about the initiative that is currently on your ballots. It could be on your kitchen table, the dining room table, hopefully not the waste bin. Or maybe you've already sent it back, but they're asking for a renewal of the 0.1% sales tax. And I kind of am interested to see, because this was voted on 10 years ago. But at the time, it wasn't in perpetuity. Do we know kind of the rationale behind it, why it's going to be in a situation to sunset?
I think it was just the idea at the time that they didn't know how this would work out, what the results of the funding would be for RiverCom. And they also wanted to make sure that RiverCom would be good stewards of that money. And so they put a sunset on that. It's interesting. Misty V. Brock, the current executive director at RiverCom, has looked at other counties that have enacted the emergency communications tax, and I believe there's only one or two other counties in the state that ever put a sunset clause on that.
Is this one include a sunset, or if this goes in, this one is in?
This does not include a sunset.
Okay.
That is the difference between 10 years ago and today. This does not include a sunset on it.
Is this enough to keep up with the modern times, do you think? If we put in the 0.1%, and I guess this is probably a foolish question because nobody knows the future, but if we put in 0.1%, are we able to maintain and keep up with the technology of the day for quite a while?
Well, certainly we are now. That would be the good news. It is interesting that there is also a tax on your cell phones, and that tax has stayed pretty much flat for the last 7 to 8 years at about $1 million a year. That was intended to fund and support 911 in the various counties of Washington State, but that tax only covers about 15 to 20% of Rivercom's budget. So it really does not adequately cover what's needed for 911.
Now, do they cover different things? Because Rivercom is going to have, obviously, all the same things that every business has. There's going to be capital expenses they need. There's going to be personnel expenses that they need, and some other things like that. Does this tax pay for just one portion of that? Like, does it cover just the capital expenses? Or
no, it can cover maintenance. It can cover buildings. It can cover personnel. It can cover training. It can cover kind of the broad spectrum of what's needed.
Okay, so as the money comes in, it's like, okay, our capital budget's a little short, we can go there, or we want to hire more operators, dispatch operators, we can put that in there as well.
Yes, and 10 years ago, that was not the case. That was not what Rivercom presented. And the worry was that if we use the money for personnel costs, that the state might cut back the funding to Rivercom that would cover personnel costs. Now, that did not happen, that the state cut back because we might or might not use it for personnel costs, but the state did cut back funding to Rivercom over that course of 8 to 10 years. Not out of spite or anything else, they just had priorities they also had to fund with the money that was available for them.
Yeah, everybody's looking for their dollar.
Absolutely.
So this is a 0.1% sales tax. Just to reiterate or clarify, this is not a news tax. On Monday, we talked with the folks from Link Transit, and I wanted to make sure they had their say, but that is a new tax. This is one that already exists.
You pay this right now. It's in force and has been in force for the last 10 years.
And one of the reasons it's a sales tax is that it allows people who are not from the area, we all pay it, but we all also use the services.
That's correct.
Anything else? We got about a minute or two left here that we want to make sure that people know about this particular initiative.
Well, the thing I would say is nobody likes a new tax. I don't like a new tax. This isn't new. It's a tax that you've been paying, and it's a critical piece. It's a critical funding mechanism for Rivercom, which is the 911 center for the two-county area. And without it, that cost probably would be passed on to the users of Rivercom. And by the users, I mean the law enforcement, fire, and medical services, who would then have to pay more for that service. And their services are covered by property taxes. So they would not be able to spend money where they need to spend it in order for them to support Rivercom. So it really is a critical piece. We're not part of law enforcement. We're not part of fire or EMS. We provide a service to them, and that service is covered by this 0.1%, as well as your E911 tax on your cell phones and landline phones.
So, yeah, so if this doesn't pass, and you're advocating for it, I'm just here asking questions, but just so we can clear it, if this doesn't pass, that means the Chelan County Sheriff's Office, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the fire districts, all of them are going to have to take some of the money they already have allocated for something else, and they're going to have to use it to help you guys out.
Yes, and of course, if it did not pass, Rivercom also would be forced to make cuts and look for savings, but we're talking about 44% of the budget. That is a huge piece of the budget. So it is such a critical piece, and people just need to understand that this is not for whimsical kind of things. This is for critical infrastructure to receive a 911 call and then get the help that people need at the right place at the right time.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for your service with Rivercom. I appreciated it. We were able to talk a couple of times on news stories, And I know, obviously, you wanted to make that place work great, and I'm sure many lives were saved under your watch, and many lives will be saved under Misty's watch as well.
Absolutely. And again, please vote yes. We need your vote. We need your support. And if you have any questions, I know that Misty Vibrock is willing to answer those questions personally. Her desk phone number is 662-4651. She's happy to take your call and answer any question that you might have.
Jim, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.